Wilkie, the town of Wilkie has set the rental rates for the Second Avenue Park scheduled to open this year. Lori Fenrick, the town's economic development officer, brought forth policy number 7102 to council at their April 24 meeting. The council agreed with the policy, which will see the park rented out to residents at a $20 hourly rate, including a $100 damage deposit that is standard for other town rentals. Fenrick noted the gazebo rental will be set at $10 an hour, noting that the price for shed rentals may be too cheap. "If somebody wants to come in and rent a shed, I don't know if that's too cheap, it's the power thing, right? So I mean, in essence, they could both be $10 an hour." Following up after concerns from the council about the wording in the policy surrounding cleaning up garbage, Fenrick said that she will update the policy to include a section which would see $25 withheld from the damage deposit for a failure to clean up garbage following a rental. "It needs to be clear," Councillor Alex Majewski said. Fenrick said that, like the hall rentals, policing of time limits for a rental will be based mostly on the honor system, adding that she allows people to set up events or clean up, stipulating that they do so as fast as they possibly can. $180, for an 8-hour day, for the full park rental? That's pretty reasonable. We gotta start somewhere," Councillor Clark Jackson said about the pricing of the rental. Council agreed that although the price is a good start, it may be tweaked in future after feedback from the public. "We want to see it used," Councillor Les Henderson said, citing possible changes coming down from the provincial government that may see amendments to the Alcohol and Gaming Regulation Act, allowing the drinking of alcohol in outdoor public places. Councillor David Dornstouter inquired about the sale of alcohol in the park. And although council is unaware of any immediate or recent changes to the act, Fenrick noted that the policy can be changed. "We can roll with this and tweak as needed," Fenrick said. "Good job, Lori," Mayor David Ziegler added before Councillor Jackson and Councillor Jarrell Wood made the motion that had Policy 7102 pass council.